Slow that part.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, hour number two. Haven't gotten any texts or tweets from
what
people.
What the hell you doing detailing?
About what they're drinking.
Extreme detailing.
I know
doing?
You're drinking something.
I know you're drinking something.
Yeah, I know you got an airplane bottle of 1800 somewhere. Okay. And a High Life or something like that. Maybe the rest of the folks are waiting until afternoon. Well, it's afternoon now. So send us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out. A lot of NFL over the next 45 minutes. It's going to be a big Sunday. Last night was, well, I don't know if it was a fun game. It was a fun game if you're a Jets fan.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And then obviously the Falcons game on Sunday night right here in Atlanta. Sunday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And then we'll get to our picks and Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
They're bad, man.
The Patriots are bad.
Yeah, man. Did you see Jacoby's face when he got sacked?
Dude. He's just tired of being brutalized.
He's like, damn, homies.
Come on, guys.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, and then they brought in Drake May, and he played one series and got sacked twice.
Yes.
Like, yeah. That's why he's not going to play, because he can't. Like, you're just going to get him hurt.
You're going to get him killed.
But I'm also, I'm Jacoby, I'm like, all right, well.
Well, why do I got to go out there?
I know, I understand I'm not a first-round draft pick or whatever, but you're basically saying that my health doesn't matter as much?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we could upgrade the offensive line. Maybe run the ball more. You know, something.
Something.
I'm tired of getting hit. Yeah, no, his face was, he was done with it.
Yeah, he was.
Week three.
He was so over it.
Yeah.
He was so over getting hit and getting slammed to the damn ground, man. Just like, you know what? Baby, we can go. Yeah, but baby, pack up the kids. I don't know where you're coming from, North Carolina or something, because we're in NC State. Hey, let's go back home, baby. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and get beat up.
Yeah.
And get destroyed and demolished.
That's exactly what we talked about.
Yeah,
he's
man.
From West Palm Beach, actually.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Beach, Florida. Started at Florida and then transferred to NC.
Okay, so you're a Florida boy. Okay.
This is not, you know, they had a nice win week one for sure, and then they fought well against the Seahawks week two overtime and lost. But last night it was a little bit more what you expected to see from that roster.
And you know what? And Aaron looked good.
He did.
And I'm talking about, of course, that the pass to, the touchdown is unbelievable, but I'm talking about his movement, him getting outside the pocket and running for that long first down. I mean, the dude was really, really good last night, man. And, and you said it earlier in the last hour, like, you can only hope that Kirk looks that much better this game.
Right.
Like Aaron did. Now, Aaron's 2 months ahead of him in far as the rehab or whatever you want to talk about, the timeline from the injury. But, I mean, Aaron looked like Aaron last night.
Yeah,
man.
And Aaron's a different, obviously, level of quarterback.
Yes.
But also, this is a different style, too.
Yes.
Like, Aaron likes to kind of move around and throw off balance, sidearm stuff.
Yeah. Kirk's a timing guy.
Kirk's not really like that.
Yeah,
like, Kirk
guy.
Likes to hit his back foot and be
timing.
On time and all that. So, it's not going to look the same. But I just mean in terms of that progress of looking so rusty week one, week two looking better and making you believe that it was rust week one. And then Rodgers goes out there last night and pretty much looks like vintage Rodgers, albeit against a pretty trash team.
Yeah.
I don't know what vintage Kirk looks like, but I'd like to see that on Sunday night. If the Falcons are going to win this game, that's what they're going to need.
Right. I agree with that. And I think, you know,
I don't know if there is such a thing. You know what I mean? There's a vintage Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if there's a vintage Kirk Cousins.
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
But Kirk's a really good player, really good quarterback, but he's a timing. He is what he is. He's always been like that. Just like Aaron. He's a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk's never been at that level.
Yeah, he can play off schedule. I mean, he's like Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes, and obviously Mahomes does it even differently and better.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a lot of the different NFL stuff happening this weekend with an NFL No Huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. What was it?
No, I'm looking at this because I think the story of the game, obviously how Aaron Rodgers played, but the whole thing with him and Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
And I don't know too many grown men that let another grown man look at him the way he looked at Robert Saleh and walked away.
Aaron Rodgers gave Robert Saleh like a very disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal or nothing like that because it kind of figured out it's Aaron's team. But Robert Saleh was
But that's
mad.
What that was.
Robert
though.
Saleh was. I don't care. They did that halftime interview with Aaron. I mean, Andy. And you could tell, like, because first of all, he bald headed and booty face. So you can see all his face muscles.
Yeah.
You can see how
bald-headed booty face and looks like he still lifts weights.
And you can see his face muscles.
Yeah, his jaw muscles.
And that jaw muscles, that thing clenched so hard. When that woman asked him that question about what happened, and I wouldn't be surprised if some got out, they were hollering at each other in the locker room. You don't look at your coach like that.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
But if anyone was going to.
It's him.
It was going to be him.
Yep.
And then afterwards, I don't know, we have it. You want to hear it? You want to hear an Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I do.
Might as well. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers talk about that interaction.
he's not a big hugger usually, so I don't know he was going for the hug. He likes to do the two-hand chest push as well. So, but he talks a lot about two-score leads. So I just kind of gave him a push and said, two-score lead. That's what happened.
And and I don't know if they caught, you know, they were, you know, talked about this before they went to the presser, but Robert Saleh said the same thing as far as the two-score lead
and
all those different things.
Here's what we're going to say as we get on the same page. We won by three touchdowns. Yeah. Let's not ruin the night with that.
Yeah, all right.
Keep it together.
Yeah.
We'll fight when we get home. Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to fight in front of all these people.
Yeah. So that
Would you classify yourself as a big hugger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
I love hugging people.
Yeah. You're a hugger.
Yeah, I am.
Me too.
But I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger of my people. Like,
sure.
Like out and about. I just don't. You hug people randomly.
Yes.
I'm not a random hugger.
I don't sneak up behind people and hug them.
Yes, but no, I'm comfortable in who I hug. Like there's certain people. Like you know how you do the hand slap, pull them together.
Uh-huh.
Like there's certain. But then there's certain that you just go give them a hug because they know you go give them a hug and yeah.
No, but I will. You're right. Like we're not today, but if we were at Twin Peaks,
yeah, like your day, like your pop. When I see Mr. Bunker tomorrow, I'm gonna go give Mr. Bunker a hug. Now, and Mr. Bunker sometimes he don't know if I'm
a hugger.
Well,
sometimes he might reach for the shake.
And I don't want to reach for. And the first time I met him, we shook hands, and then every other time when they came and saw us at Hooters, and he tried to shake my. I was like,
Did I tell you the good news?
What? No.
About him? Did I tell you the good news about Pops?
No, he did not cut his hair.
Yes, he did.
Damn.
Yes, he did.
Why he cut his hair?
Peer pressure?
From who?
Family? I don't know that we're his peers, I guess,
you're not. Child pressure? I don't know what to even say.
No, here's why. Here's why. Because he said that when my brother got married, now he could have used this caveat, he didn't. But he said when my brother got married, he would cut it. Now my brother's now engaged.
He marries
not yet. Married yet. It's true. It's true.
Wow.
But the funny thing was, everyone's reaction was kind of twofold when my brother got engaged. It was, oh, congratulations. That's great. We were kind of wondering what was taking so long.
Right.
We're happy for you.
Right.
Secondly, yes, Dad's got to cut his hair.
Man.
My dad claims to not remember saying
that. I'm the same way.
He says he doesn't remember making that promise. And everyone basically in unison when he would say that was, yes, you did.
Oh, man.
Go to the barber. So went to the barber, got a haircut, looks great.
Whatever, man. I got to talk to Mr. B. Well, it's already cut.
It's cut.
Come on, Mr. B, man. You know, it's all good, man.
It's really good.
It's there because my boys went and got haircuts. And it's crazy because
you're not big on haircuts.
I'm not big on haircuts. You know, if you can grow it, grow it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, my kids, they went to the Kitty Barbershop. The Kitty Barbershop is a creepy place, Andy.
Yep.
It's a very creepy place to take your children. They went to the one in Buford. It's very, very creepy. That's all I'll say.
I'll say one more thing about the Kitty Barbershop.
Yes. Very creepy.
It's overpriced.
And it's very overpriced.
It's overpriced.
I got a full head, and my haircut don't cost that much.
Yes, my haircut is less expensive than Jack's haircut.
I have a full head.
Yeah.
I have a grown-up head, I should say.
We're taking him today, actually.
Yeah,
Jack's
man.
Jack's going to get the Kitty Barber haircut today.
Yeah, man.
And think something exotic, maybe.
Like what? Are you gonna leave my boy alone, man?
One of those little...
Do not give him a mohawk, man.
One of those little mullets.
Oh, no.
Come on. Why not? All the Southern kids have them. All those little Southern white baseball player mullets. That's what he needs.
Oh, you got the name for it.
Jack Bunker.
Jack Bunker.
Jack Bunker has a mullet at some point in his life. It might not be today, but at some point in his life, Jack Bunker has a mullet. All right. We got a little sidetracked there.
Yes.
Not really much more to say about that football game other than the Jets' defense actually played pretty good last night. They sort of had to,
7 sacks.
To answer the question a little bit on that defensive line, and they played well. I think we'll probably save some Falcons stuff for the next segment because I don't want to run out of time talking about it.
But we still don't know about because you were talking yesterday the Packers and the Titans are playing.
Yes,
I think they were talking about up to 90 minutes to see what's going to happen with Jordan Love. Not Malik Willis gets to start against his old team.
You want to hear Malik Willis talking about potentially starting against his old team? Here he is.
No, I could care less, bro.
Whatever.
I got paid.
Whatever.
More than blessed.
Liar! Stop lying.
They brought me into this league, you know, whether those guys are there or not. You know, that organization, they took a shot on me, Miss Amy. They did a great job by me.
Liar. Yeah, you want to start.
They cut his ass three weeks ago.
They traded him.
Oh, they traded him.
Yeah,
that's right.
They traded him. But whatever, man. He would
love nothing more than to beat the Tennessee Titans. And you should want to beat him.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with being motivated by something like that.
Nothing
but
at all.
I guess you got to say.
Nothing
at all. You got to say the right
Houston going to Minnesota. I'm still not ready to say that Sam Darnold is reborn yet.
Nope.
At all. I got too much good. I got too much bad.
But
Their defense.
This would go a long way towards saying that. Like, I don't know how many games it would take for me to get there with him, because you're right. Two good games unexpectedly in an offense that has some pretty good weapons in it. Doesn't undo six bad years of football. But the Texans are a good team.
They are. They're a good quarterback and Texans, a hell of a defense.
They might end up with the best record in the AFC when it's all said and done.
Hey, Andy, they can go. They can go. What's else we got? Philly. I mean, the world is ended in Philly, and all it was because the guy dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. I mean, people in they think that it's because Jalen Hurts addressed the team after the game, but not Nick Sirianni. So it's like, oh, blah 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 blah. If Saquon catches the ball, they're 2-0.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't they got out. If he catches the ball, the game's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's crazy.
I get it. It's more to it than just that. Yeah. Obviously, it's the way the season ended last year, the turnover and the coaching staff. I do think it's a little bit, if we're going to nitpick the way that they went on it, it's a little bit weird to throw it on third down and then kick it on fourth.
Yes.
Like, if you're throwing it on third, you're probably going for it on fourth.
You would think so,
You
would think.
Like, that part of it was a little bit, that didn't really make a ton of sense as far as the thought process goes. But again, that, I don't know, new play caller there in Kellen Moore.
That really wasn't wanted by him?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I there might be a little bit more to it than just that. Also, I don't know if I'm ready to for not buying stuff early. I know the Saints have scored a ton of points in 2 weeks. Like, they're not going to score 45 points a game. People are going to get a little wise to what they're doing.
They might bust up the damn Eagles.
Think so?
They might bust
now
up
that
Eagles.
Defense definitely had holes
they might
it.
Bust up the
You're
Eagles,
right.
man.
That's
you,
true.
You got the Desperation Bowl down there in Dallas. Baltimore going down to Dallas. If they don't give, if Derrick Henry doesn't have 25 carries, Bunk, because Dallas can't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get 25 carries for that one. And then I think you mentioned it yesterday, the most physical game of the weekend is going to be the Chargers and the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
The Chargers and the Steelers.
Dude, that game is going to be very low scoring. Whoever scores 20 points first in that game wins that game, if either team even does.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, that's going to be an absolute slobber knocker of a football game between those two teams. Seahawks could be 3-0. Probably will be. They got the Dolphins at home, coming up all the way up there. Didn't expect that to be the case.
Yeah. I think
the Cardinals and Lions is going to be a great game.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think the one thing about it is that I don't like Kyler Murray's playing really good ball.
I guess it's he's contingent on that.
But he's playing really good ball.
Right. If he plays well, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, he's playing really good ball.
So the Lions lost to Baker Mayfield last weekend. Don't be 1-2.
Don't be 1-2 because, you know, I think Marvin Harrison got off last week. Because it wasn't Kyler's job to get the ball in week one, but it was in week two in the first quarter.
Week two in the first quarter, they made a little emphasis on that one, didn't they?
Whatever.
He had a perfect passer rating last week, Kyler Murray did. All right, we'll come back.
Really?
Yeah, he was 158.3 last week. We'll come back and get deeper into what the Falcons need to do against the Chiefs, some other good games on Sunday as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Got a lot happier on the timeline there. Just had to ask for it. I appreciate that. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Shout out to Snake Eyes. He's got a little tequila. Looks like fresh out of the freezer or fridge, but looks like it's sweating, though.
My man, Frank Rudd.
Yeah, he's got the big bottle of Jim Beam.
Appreciate the no selfie, Frank.
Extreme Detail came through. He's got a high life, like we thought, and some 5 o'clock vodka, which sounds like just the best vodka you can get.
Well, you know you can put that on the damn lawnmower and start it.
Yeah, man. You got some paint that needs stripping. You can use it for that as well. And then Jay Bird's got some Arizona iced tea because he's prepping it before he wrecks it. He's got a long weekend coming up.
So. Oh, yeah.
Smart. Gotta hydrate.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that you
before you dehydrate.
You gotta balance it out, man. Yeah, you gotta make sure you keep them levels, you know, that all level steady when you're gonna have a weekend, because it's gonna be gorgeous weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be hot. Like 90 tomorrow.
Yeah, they're talking about it's supposed to be fall this week.
No.
Okay, I think so.
Not here.
Not here in Georgia. Like Rusty said, don't fall for the pump fake.
Don't fall for it.
Don't fall for the pump fake.
Yeah, it happens every year. We get two pump fakes this year. Remember at the end of August, there was that little cool week, and then last week was kind of like that too. Yeah, no, we got people coming from out of town for tomorrow and all that. It's like, yeah, no, it's not. It's still summer.
Oh, yeah, better wear some shorts.
Yeah, bring shorts.
Yeah, man, don't come out there.
Short sleeve t-shirts.
Don't come out there with no flannel on.
Yeah, don't. We're not going apple picking.
Yeah.
We're not going to the apple orchard.
Is apple picking fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Yeah. It's like who you're with, you know?
Meaning?
If you're with somebody that's fun to hang out with, then it's a good time.
Do you just pick apples off a tree?
Yeah, you're just picking them, and then you put them in a basket, and then you take them with you.
Okay. Okay, I'm not. Is there
It's not like that fun. No, I mean, in other, some people call it apple picking. Some people, it's their job. Right. Like, that's manual labor.
I understand that, but like y'all do this, like y'all go to the pumpkin patch every year.
Every year.
All right, and I refuse to go. But I'm thinking that, you know, that because I might go this year with them. But it all depends on what time Georgia plays. Because it's going to be on a Saturday.
Okay.
Georgia has a night game or
something. Don't go Saturday.
When can you go?
You can go any day of the week.
I don't do nothing during the week. You know that bug. Maybe a fry. Right. But the pumpkin patch is far, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I got to deal with traffic and all that.
It's open, though, every day. I think what we might do is actually go on a weekday when we get off and then head up there.
Right.
Because I think it'll be a little bit less crowded on a weekday afternoon than it would be on a Saturday.
Oh, you let me know, Andy. Make sure it's a Thursday or Friday.
We could all go.
And we can all go.
We could all go.
I go to Pumpkin Patch.
I love Pumpkin Patch Day. It's one of my favorite days of the year. We get all dressed up in matching fall outfits.
I ain't gonna go that far.
Take pictures of pumpkins.
I ain't gonna go that far.
It's incredible.
I ain't gonna go that far.
You got a hayride? You go on a hayride?
I ain't never been on a hayride.
You just like they put you in some hay and behind a tractor.
Don't they seem like they would get sticky?
Drive you around a farm.
Like prickly?
You might get a little hay on you, but you dust it off.
Oh, okay.
It'd be fine.
I'm thinking of pine straw.
It's similar.
Okay.
Similar, but yeah, no, you'd be fine.
Make a day of it. Make a day of it. Do they patch you down?
Andy and Randy, go to the pumpkin patch.
Do they patch you down?
No.
Okay. I can bring me a flask. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Bring a flask. So what are you talking about? Okay. The other thing you get, there, you wouldn't be the only one packing, I'm sure, that way.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure you're fine.
All right. Yeah, make it a pumpkin patch day.
Pumpkin patch, the McMichaels and the Bunkers. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
It only took 5 years.
No, we would have thought that, like, McMichael, I mean, Bunker and Randy's family.
Yeah, just not Randy.
Just not Randy. But yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to make a good time.
It's a good time. All right. Falcons, I don't know if you've heard or not, but the Falcons play the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. You know, it's a nationally televised game.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be in front of the whole country,
yep.
Which is very exciting. Here is Drake Lund, actually B. John Robinson, talking about Week 2 being a real good representation of who this team is.
Yeah, man, I mean, obviously people saw, you know, what we can be and obviously what we want to be from last week going forward. And, you know, I think Zach got comfortable too. Mm-hmm. And just calling plays and, you know, seeing the field and seeing the speed of the game and what we're comfortable with and what we're used to now. But, I mean, when we're all just on the right track, on the right page and doing things the right way, then that's the kind of production that we put out. And I think that was just the beginning of the standard.
Tip of the iceberg, says Bijan. I hope he's right.
I mean, yeah, obviously you want to be right with that. But sometimes I think, when it's so early in the season, when people try to put the phrase statement game on, you know, I don't like it when it's that early.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's a different thing if the Chiefs. Obviously, it's the Chiefs here. So I mean, if it wouldn't be a statement game, it was Tampa or something like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So the statement game is something that I try not to get caught up in. Like, it will be a big win for you if you win it, because like you said, Sunday night it is the Chiefs. But will it? In people's mind, like you said, watch it. It'll elevate the Falcons in people's mind, but will that elevate you as a team? You know what I mean? Will that put you in the upper echelon of the NFC just because you beat the Chiefs?
Now, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because we don't really know who, like, it's probably fair to say who the Chiefs are,
because
they're pretty much the same every single year.
Right.
But you don't really know who everybody is until you get to kind of November and December, and then you beat teams.
Right.
In those types of situations, maybe it's a bit more of a statement. It may be, though. It's one of those things where you kind of go, you don't know in the moment until you kind of see what happens after it for a few weeks. And then, like, it's possible, and I hope this is what happens, but it's possible we go back in 5, 6, 7 games from right now and look at that drive and say that was a statement drive at the end of the game against Philly.
If the Chiefs were how they usually are, Bunk, then I would say that.
I know, but this is how they usually are in September.
But that's,
at least the last couple of years.
The last couple of years, but when they still win the damn Super Bowl, so it don't matter what I say because it's going to win the Super Bowl. But if they were coming in hitting all cylinders and everything like that, you know, whoo, boy, the damn Chiefs, that would be more of it. This Chiefs team here isn't that for me. I'm just talking about for me personally.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You're right about that, but I also think that that's good.
Yes.
Because that means they're a little bit more, and again, I want to tread light, not that it matters, like they're listening to me for bulletin board material, but like.
They here.
they're ripe for the picking. Like, they very well could have lost to Baltimore week one. I mean, you're a toenail away from tying that game or winning that game if they go for two, which is they were going to do. Maybe they win. There's a couple things that happened in the fourth quarter against Cincinnati. And Cincinnati fumbles just a dumb play and gives them a touchdown to allow them to stay in that game. And then, obviously, the pass interference that led to the game-winning field goal. Cincinnati could have won that game. Probably should have won that game against them the other night.
Yes.
So, I mean, they could be 1-1. They could be 0-2.
They could be 0-2.
I'm kind of glad they're not, because if they're 0-2, I don't think they're going 0-3, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, you play a good game in your building against this team.
Yes.
They're not, as much as we talk about Patrick Mahomes being him and all that, and he is, they're not an unbeatable juggernaut right now.
No.
Like, they're, again, ripe for the picking doesn't feel like the right thing to say about the Kansas City Chiefs, because they're the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
But they are. Like, you go out and beat this team on Sunday night, I'm not going to be surprised at all.
No, I won't. And I think that's where I love it about this football team, the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not going to be surprised if they beat
be surprised if they beat them like 35-10.
And the thing about it is, because of what they look like against Monday Night Football, when you listen to some of the pundits around the league, they're the same way. I won't be surprised if Atlanta won the same. You know, and before it'd be like, man, please, they're gonna beat the hell out of it. They're gonna beat the hell out of the Falcons. I would not be surprised if the Falcons won this game. Now, like you said, they beat them by like 23 touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah, if they blow the Chiefs off the field, that would surprise
me. Yeah, I would not be surprised.
But you gotta remember, like, it wasn't that long ago. It was late in the year last year where this Chiefs team got beat pretty bad by some not very good teams. I mean, they got beat by Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders.
Aiden O'Connell.
Like, and didn't look good in that game at all. Now, again, different season, but similar type of situation as far as what they have offensively, and not having Pacheco, I think, is a big deal for the game on Sunday night. But, and I don't know. I don't know if it's one of those things where they've gotten to the point with Mahomes and Kelsey and Reed and Jones on defense and some of these guys where it's just like, we can do this in the regular season. When it's time to flip the switch, we flip the switch, and that's fine. So maybe they're just going to lose a few games in the regular season that they shouldn't lose if they were fully attentive to it.
But that's the thing about it. This ain't that game.
Yeah.
This ain't Aiden O'Connell.
Right.
You know
it's,
I mean?
Like, it's a nationally televised
game.
So it's going to have their full attention.
I think the Falcons are a good football team.
Yeah.
I thought the Raiders got lucky with Aiden O'Connell, but now...
Oh, of course they did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
they outplayed them that
day.
But that was also because the Chiefs were playing like crap.
But I don't think that...
But again, that's last year, and they went on to win the Super Bowl.
I don't think the Falcons would be lucky to beat them. You know, I think the Falcons could...
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be some breaks or something like that, just like you had a break in Philadelphia. But I don't think the Falcons are at a level right now where they're playing that they're lucky to beat them. I think they can go out there and beat this team.
I do too. Now, about an hour from right now, we'll get deeper into what we think specifically it's going to take in order for them to beat this team from a keys to a victory perspective. I think obviously it's a good thing that you were able to get the win for a variety of different reasons against Philadelphia on Monday Night Football. One of them being what's happening around you in your division.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be something interesting to watch on Sunday as well. And the Saints are playing as well as anybody. Their offense has been unbelievable. Kubiak, offensive coordinator, Wilson. I still like, is Derek Carr really going to be this guy now? Like, I don't know.
But that offense, just like, and I love what we had Mark Schlereth on Wednesday. I love what he said because it's absolutely correct. When you have plays with no kill, that is when a quarterback has that right there, all you got to do, because it don't matter what they're running. We can have success with this play no matter what.
Yeah.
That it's amazing how successful quarterbacks can be.
The way he was describing
it's so true.
My mind went, and tell me if this makes sense at all, but like the way everyone was talking about the 2-minute drill for the Falcons 100%. On Monday night. It sounds like the Saints offense is just
100%, 100%.
It's just, we're not checking out of anything. Mm-hmm. You don't get to the line and survey and make a decision. You know what you're doing. You know what the play is. You go and you do it.
Yes.
It seems like
exactly what
okay.
it is. It's exactly what it is. You ain't with no kills.
Now, how do defenses then catch up to that?
You have to win.
Because it feels like if it was that easy, everyone would just do that.
But it is. That's what I'm saying. Like in this West Coast, whatever you want to call it, offense, a lot of these plays like that. The Falcons plays are like that, where there's not a lot of kills to it or a lot of checks and everything. But mainly the thing you might check more than anything is the protection.
What does that mean for folks that may be wondering?
Well, basically, it'll be you'll call a play, and then with the no kill, we call it running. You just, whatever the defense is, no matter what it is, you run the play. As simple as that, you know. But sometimes you'll have a can call. We'll have a play then, but we're going to can it with this. And so if the look is there to can it, then you'll can it and you'll go opposite direction or whatever. But if it's just a run it play, in this offense, it balances it out because you can run this stretch play against anything.
Right. Doesn't matter what defense matter what they defense run, is. This play is going to be good.
Yes. And you just got to block your man.
Right. Now, exactly. You have to win your match.
With the defense, you just got to whip them. Yeah. But the thing with the Saints defense, that's always been good. Because yes. Davis is one of the best, most underrated defensive players in football. They got a hell of a secondary. They got D-line. The Saints can – I'm just telling you, if Derek Carr can keep playing, because I'm not going to say Derek Carr can keep playing this way, but if he can keep playing this way, and them receivers, a lot of it gets better.
Kamara stays healthy.
And he has to stay healthy.
Kamara stays healthy.
And 22 can go.
Yeah.
That dude can
now,
go.
The Saints might be 3-0.
And I like Tampa.
Eagles are ripe for the picking for sure.
I like Tampa.
Tampa's going to beat Denver.
I like Tampa because I've always said, I like when Baker Mayfield's good.
Yeah, like a good cocky Baker Mayfield is fun.
He's just cocky, feeling himself.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I like it. Oh. I've always been a fan of Baker Mayfield.
Hell yeah, when he planted that flag in that artificial turf.
It's hilarious.
It was great.
Yeah.
When he told the people at Kansas, you know what, blank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flipped them all off.
Yeah.
Now, he hadn't been doing that much in the NFL.
No, he has not.
He hasn't had that much success in the NFL. No, but like a good playing, cocky, brash Baker Mayfield is pretty fun. Yeah, they're going to beat Denver. So there's a good chance those teams are going to be 3-0. 2-1's not too far off.
No.
And then you got them back-to-back weeks as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get our picks against the spread. Find out how we did last week as well. Seems like that didn't go great. We'll also play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, Happy Hour Friday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. A couple minutes away from Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Make our picks against the spread as
We're
well.
We're awful. Yeah. Oh, Andy, real quick, man. Shout out to the Atlanta Dream, man. Playoffs again, back-to-back season. Shout out to those young ladies over there, man. Because I think the playoffs start on this weekend, matter of fact, Sunday.
Awesome.
So, yeah, shout out to the Dream, man. Saw that this morning, man.
Love it, love it. I thought maybe there was another shout-out to give, but there isn't. Eric didn't send a picture of alcohol. He just wanted to remind me that I'm an old millennial.
What?
I don't know why.
Hold on. What?
Yeah.
He said you what?
Just a random reminder that you're an old millennial.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you got Gen Z.
Uh-huh.
Then those are the new ones. Then you got millennials. Then you got Gen X.
Who's Gen X?
You're right at the end of Gen X.
I ain't no damn gen nothing. I don't drink gen. I ain't in no gen.
No, it's gen.
I'm Randy.
Not Jen. J-G-E-N.
I ain't none of that.
Yeah, you're 79, you're right?
I don't fit in the categories, Bunk.
Okay, so Randy's right. Got his own category.
Yeah, you in there. Huh? You're Randy X?
Whatever you want to call it, I'm Jen.
Generation Randy.
Hey, please. That's what's wrong. That's all soft asses always try to classify yourself. Just be you. Gen Z, Gen Manolo.
But yeah, I know I'm a millennial.
But no, when is Gen X? I'm Gen X.
65 through 79. So at the end.
Right here, this is what we should dance to, man.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You'd like to be that one. Because, like, you know, you claim the 70s. You know a lot about the 70s.
I did so much work in the 70s. I was born in the back half, but that was a hell of a half.
With being Gen X, you dipped your toes in the 60s. Yeah. Like, you were there. I mean, and then you got baby boomers.
And that's my mom and them, right?
44 through 64.
That's my mom and them. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Our parents.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But, millennials are 80 through 94. I was 84. See, I know.
But what's the
older millennial?
Millennials are... And I think that we took, I know me, because I was hanging out with damn John Chuckery so much, so he got me on this millennial hatred. I don't hate y'all. I don't hate y'all. You know why I don't hate y'all?
Because
I got a millennial child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there. You know what I mean? So I love her, you know, and then I got who are these people?
Gen Z.
I got these folks too.
Well, then what are the new ones? Because mine are even newer than that.
What is Sebastian and Samson?
I don't know.
And Lily and Jack.
I know, because we got 2016 through now. I don't know what
that
is.
Who the hell are they? Oh, Samson wasn't 16. So I got Bash. And then you got Lily and Jack, of course.
Yeah.
So what would they be called?
I'm not sure.
Do they have a name yet?
I don't think they've named it yet.
Oh.
Either that or they're still in Gen what, Z or Y or something.
Anyway, I think every generation has some people that are great and some people that suck.
Exactly. Except for my people.
Very true.
There's no Gen Xers that are bad.
None. Because we knew how to party, Andy. How to party.
We grew up before electronics.
You know what I'm saying, Bo?
Then we learned how to use electronics.
We didn't need no phone. Do you know that my...
Nothing better than hearing one generation try to talk about how they're better than another generation.
No, we are better. You know why we better? Because we had y'all. You know what's so funny, Bo? My wife got the house phone connected.
Oh, good. We got a landline.
We got a landline at the house.
Next time you do a radio interview, you can be on the landline.
We got a landline at the house. That's good. And I was like, because Samson's obviously they had Gwinnett has digital learning, and so my wife's in LA, she's like, Samson, because Samson just called. I was like, who that? She put it in my phone under home. I'm like, what the hell is this calling? It's damn Samson. Samson called on the house phone.
I bet that sounded crystal clear.
Yes,
crystal clear. Yeah, connection.
I got a damn house phone now.
You got a fax machine. Right? Still?
Why are y'all worried about my fax machine?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yes, I still, it's there. I ain't faxed done in a while.
It's fairly.
Yeah, I'm very.
Pretty Gen X of you.
I'm very, very, you know, modern now in my technology of making stuff happen.
We were just Googling Apple AirTags.
Yes. Because she said something about it before she left about getting the Apple AirTag. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Put it on your dog, and then you never lose it.
Yeah, so I will. I just ordered it on.
Or like stalkers will put it on women.
I just order
and then track them.
I just order on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's true. Some creepy weirdos do.
Really?
Yeah. You guys want to make some picks against the spread?
I thought an AirTag was like the keychain.
Yeah, you can, but you like slip it in somebody's backpack and then you can follow them.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of times, your phone will let you know if an AirTag is following you.
Uh huh.
Because you can be like, well, there shouldn't be an AirTag following me.
Right.
Oh, a weirdo put an AirTag in my purse.
Huh.
Yeah. So beware, ladies.
You know what my wife said this morning to me? Maybe she put one on me. She said, you in a parking deck? I know. It's 10:30.
So it's not just weirdos.
It's 10:30 in the morning.
Significant others.
That's usually where I am at 10:30 in the morning weekdays, right?
You guys share your location?
You mean the home sharing thing?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
Just started doing that.
We do.
I hate it.
Oh, why?
Why do you hate it?
If I'm gonna tell you where I'm gonna be at, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to just look at something.
I'm with you on that LA. Like, no, we
mind business.
Like, I don't want to know. I mean, I trust my wife. My wife.
I only say that because Tara's not listening right now.
Yeah, I trust my wife. My wife trusts me. But no, I don't. We don't do the sharing thing.
To each their own.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Finally succumbed to the pressure.
Whose idea was it?
It's hers. Okay. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Because she does a whole lot.
Here's the thing, though. It's hard. Like, if it's never brought up, it's never brought up, and that's great.
Because I think,
but if she says, hey, we should share locations, and you say no.
It's going to be a problem.
That's a tough conversation.
Yeah.
Why not?
What if I'm buying you something nice?
Exactly. But that's why if you are, then you say, hey, don't. We call it love stalking.
Right.
Hey, don't love stalk me today for about 2 to 3.
So that would mean, I think that would raise her eyebrows more than anything. Hey, baby, turn off the location for 3 hours.
That'd be wild.
That'd be wild. You know what I'm saying?
If you were actually cheating on her and you were like, hey, turn off the don't look
I
at
think
me.
That would be more weird.
I think that with location sharing, you should be able to know when somebody looks at your location.
I agree with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good point.
Because originally it's like, I only want to know in case I don't hear from you for a couple hours. And then it's like, hey, why were you here at this time?
Right.
All right.
Fair enough.
There.
You want to make some picks against the spread?
Let's do this.
How'd we do last week, Abe?
Oh, 2013, they're Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha. Okay.
I like that.
What we got? Go ahead, Abe.
That's too strong of a name for that. I don't agree with that. Thank you. Fine. Andy, you went 0-4 last week.
Jeez.
Randy.
Tough.
And myself went 1-3.
Hell yeah.
And Bo with a whopping 2-2 record.
There we go, baby.
Overall. Right. Bo and Randy at 6-6, 500.
Get some.
Nice job, guys.
Get some.
I'm 5-7. Andy, it's been a tough start, long season.
It's not good.
Yeah. You are 2-10, my man.
We'll bounce back.
That's all good.
2-10.
All right, so this week I'm going to, and I keep saying this, I think Tennessee is going to beat Oklahoma. So give me 6.5 in Tennessee. Give me Utah +2 at Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
I think Oklahoma State late game is going to run out. Give me Seattle -4 versus my damn Dolphins. And San Francisco -6. Even though I know everybody beating up on San Francisco, but they're playing the damn Rams.
I got Clemson -18.5 against NC State. I think NC State's really bad. Plus their quarterback's hurt. I got Michigan +5 at home against USC. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to keep that thing within 5 and make it tough for USC. Ravens are going to beat the Cowboys. It's a 1-point game. I think they beat them by more than one. So I got the Ravens by -1. They're not going to be 0-3. They just can't be. And then the Raiders -5 against Carolina. Because Carolina is horrible.
What about the Red Rocket, though?
Eh.
Still probably.
That's why it's 5. It was 12.
Eh. So Oklahoma's getting the points at home, right? Versus Tennessee, Randy? They're getting 6.5,
yes.
Right?
No, Tennessee. Yeah.
No, I think Oklahoma's getting
the points. Yes.
Yeah. So, sorry, Zach. I'm taking Oklahoma getting points at home versus Tennessee. I think Lane Kiffin's going to try to embarrass Georgia Southern just like he tries to embarrass everybody.
I agree.
So, I don't typically – I'll hate big point spreads like that. But, yeah, man, I'll give up to 35.5 versus Georgia Southern. Give me the Bucks -6.5 versus the Broncos because they are bad. Yep. And give me the Cardinals getting points at home versus the Lions.
Okay.
I'm with Randy on Tennessee. I think they handle business, and I think they handle it quite easily. Give me the Tennessee -6.5. I'm also with Randy on Utah. If Cam Rising's healthy, Ollie Gordon hadn't gotten going yet for Oklahoma State. I don't know why he would in this one. If Utah runs better than Oklahoma State, they're going to win. So I'll take Utah. I honestly would have money lined this if I had to. 2.5 there. Colts -1.5 at home against the Bears. And the Bucks -6.5 against the Broncos.
There we go.
There it is. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
Randy.
Andy.
Damn, I'm always losing when I go first when I say my name first.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Superstition.
Damn.
Who led the NFL in passing yards in week two, throwing for 327 yards Randy. In a 3-point Randy?
336 yards in a 3-point. Oh, Dallas got demolished. Kyler Murray?
That is not correct.
Good guess, though. Gardner Minshew?
Also not correct. Geno Smith?
Oh.
Geno's back at it.
Yeah,
how about
put
that?
Up some numbers up there.
I had to adjust this question earlier due to some breaking NBA news, but we still have it. With Boban leaving the NBA to play in Turkey, there are now two NBA players listed at 7-4.
Randy.
Randy.
Victor Wembanyama?
That's one of them.
Okay. And oh, you got, I had to name both of them.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Victor Wembanyama. And 7'4" high. Who's taller than that? Bo.
That is not correct.
Oh, he's not in it?
I don't think Bo Bowl's 7'4". Yeah, I think
his dad was
7'6". Why
do
you think Bo was taller than that?
Is it Walker Kessler?
That's also incorrect. I think he's 7'2", maybe.
Right.
Zach Edey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chris Sale leads the Braves in strikeouts. Who was second?
Randy.
Charlie!
That is correct. Charlie Morton at number two had like a slim lead over Max Fried in that one. Which five countries make up the big five soccer leagues in Europe?
Five countries?
What?
Yes.
Which five countries make up the what?
Big five soccer Andy. Leagues in Europe. Oh. Andy.
England?
Yes.
Spain?
Yes.
Germany?
Yes.
France?
Yes.
And
I know this one.
Portugal.
That's incorrect.
All right.
Italy.
Randy, sorry, all of those it. In Italy.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I was like, he's going to say Italy. Yeah.
Dang it.
Yes, all of those in Italy.
I should have said the name of the league. Yes. That would probably help.
La Liga in Spain.
I know what they are.
Okay. Well, I had written them down.
Italy.
Tom Brady ran the second slowest 40 among all quarterbacks at the 2000 NFL Combine with a 5.28. Which former Falcons quarterback actually ran slower?
Andy. Chris Redmond.
That is correct. Yeah. Redmond ran a 5.37.
That's awful.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty slow.
What is the length end-to-end of a college and NBA basketball
Randy.
Court?
Andy.
Randy first.
90 feet.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
94 feet.
That is correct.
Oh.
That is correct. All right, we are tied. We have, up to three tiebreakers. So let's see. First one to get one right here will be the winner. What is the name of the whistled song popularized by the Harlem Globetrotters?
Randy.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's right there. That song. That song right there.
That is it.
Yep.
Do you happen to have a title? I don't believe that we can
Andy.
Accept that one.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
That is correct. We have a winner.